For some women, this is the sound of home. Julia Tutwiler Prison. Unfortunately for others, it's much more.
This was definitely in hell on earth.
That's Marcia Colby. Today she lives with her husband and teenage kids in Summerford, a quiet rural community about an hour and a half north of Birmingham. In 2007, she was convicted of capital murder and spent 5 years at Tutwiler. Her conviction was eventually vacated. Colby pleaded to a lesser crime and was released. She describes the conditions and overcrowding as horrendous and says the guards' treatment was particularly harsh.
The verbal abuse, just downgrading, continuously downgrading them. I know several deaths and things like that that probably could have been avoided. It's done emotional damage more than what I ever would have ever thought.
Charlotte Morrison is a senior attorney at the Equal Justice Initiative in Montgomery. The EGI brought the abuses at Tutwiler to the Justice Department's attention in 2013. She says part of the problem is that some guards have a long history of abusing female inmates, and those guards are in charge of training others.
New staff come in, young staff who look up to these folks are the folks who are training them, who are helping them understand how to deal with problems in the prison and how to respond to them. They're trained by those officers.
Another huge problem facing Alabama is overcrowded prisons. Alabama has the third highest incarceration rate in the U.S., yet the state hasn't set aside the funds to deal with the increase in population and has no plans to build new prisons. In a noisy mechanical shop inside the grounds of the Tutwiler prison, women work as part of a vocational skills program at Tutwiler. It's preparing them for jobs from welding to cosmetology. But despite programs like these, critics say the prison system isn't doing enough to help inmates get ready for life on the outside. Carol Gunlock is a policy analyst for the Arise Citizens Policy Program Network. It's a nonprofit agency which studies crime as it relates to poverty. Gunlock wonders if the prison system could do better with the $17,000 per year they spend on each prisoner.
I keep thinking that we could send people to college for what we're sending, keeping them in prison. And I just think the public needs to really ask themselves, is this what we want? Do we want a state where we lock up a lot of people for a long time at a lot of expense to the rest of us? Or can we figure out a better way to do this?
Let's recap. An abusive culture in some state prisons, overcrowding and not enough money for new facilities, and lack of resources to prevent inmates with programs that'll prevent recidivism. It's a tall order for Kim Thomas, Commissioner of the Department of Corrections. He's trying to find solutions. Appointed in January of 2011, Thomas is scrambling to right wrongs that have been going on for decades. He says the responsibility and solutions to current problems extend past just his department.
It takes all branches of government, both political parties, working together, and it involves the locals, too. The district attorneys need to be involved in helping solve the problem. The locals, with respect to having an efficient and effective community corrections program, needs to be involved, so everybody needs to get to the table and help solve these issues.
One way of addressing the problems is the legislature's creation of a new task force, the Justice Reinvestment Initiative. State Senator Cam Ward of Alabaster is chair of the new task force. Ward's also the chairman of Alabama's Prison Oversight Committee.
It's the first time in my career, my 12-year career, that I've seen the state's actually taking it seriously.
And that's significant.
I think what it does is it's going to give us a blueprint to go forward.
Governor Bentley has said several outside agencies will be helping create that blueprint. The state is working with the Department of Justice, the Pew Charitable Trust, and the Council of State Governments Justice Center. However, if the 2015 legislative session doesn't make substantial changes in Alabama's prisons, the Justice Department could very well take over the system. For WBHM, I'm Les Lavoie.